Baruch Mabam, everybody. Welcome to our Monday night Parsha class. Tonight is Chaf Aleph Teves Tov Shin Pei Aleph, corresponding with the English calendar, January 4th, 2021. Just a reminder that this coming Shabbos will be Shabbos Mevorachim. They're going to be blessing the new month of Shvat. And I wanted to dedicate tonight's shir, Refuah Shlema, for my father, Reb Natzvi Ben Sara Miriam, and another chayla, Aaron Ben Tova. They should be zocha to a Refuah Shlema v'mehera with all of the chayla Yisrael and klal Yisrael. Amen.
Amen.
Parshat Shemos begins the history of the Jewish people, the history of the Gullus of the Jewish people. Parsha Shemos is the beginning of a Sefer called Sefer Geula. Bereshis is known as Sefer HaYashar, the Sefer of the righteous, of the upright, the tzaddikim that were our forefathers, and Sefer Shemos is the Sefer of Geula. There's some very interesting things we can glean from this parsha. Let's start reading some of the psukim, and then we're going to spend a few minutes understanding them. The parasha begins. V'elu shmos b'nei Yisrael haboim Mitzrayma. These are the names of the b'nei Yisrael that came to Mitzrayim. Es Yaakov ish uveisei bo. With Yaakov, himself and his household, they came with him. And it begins to list Reuven, Shimon, Levi, Yehuda, Yisachar, Zevulun, Ubenyamin, Dan, Venaftali, Gad, Va'asher. And the Pasha continues, Vayihi kol nefesh, Yaitse, Yerech, Yaakov, Shivim, Nefesh, and total it was 70 souls, V'yosef, Hoya, B'mitrayim. V'yomas, Yosef, V'chol, Echov. The Pasha continues, describing to us that Yosef passed away, and his brothers and the entire V'chol Hador Hahu and the entire generation. U'v'nei Yisrael Paru V'yishritzu, the Jewish people multiplied and they swarmed V'yirbu and they increased V'yatzmu V'ma'od Ma'od and they became exceedingly strong. V'atimolei Ha'oretz Osam, and the land was filled with them. There was a new king that stood up in Mitzrayim, Hashaloyada as Yosef, that did not know Yosef. We know there are two explanations. Rashi says either he was a new king and therefore did not recognize anything that Yosef has contributed to the Egyptian Empire, or it was the same king, but he made believe and ignored all of the tremendous gifts and benefits that the Jewish people had given Paro and all of the Egyptian people. Vayomer el amo, he said to his people, Hineyam b'nei Yisrael rava atzum imenu. The Jewish people are so many and stronger than us. Hava nishak mulo, let's come and wisen up against them. Maybe they'll increase, and if there'll be a war, and they'll gang up together with our enemies against us. So they had a Jewish problem, and they had to come to a final solution. And they set up taskmasters in order to inflict upon them hard labor, the sivlosim with hard work, and they built up these fortified cities for Paroi, es Pisum ve es Ramses, the city of Pisum and Ramses. And we all know the story, and as they continued to grow, Paro issued terrible decrees to try to limit the growth of the Jewish people, and slowly he enslaved them, tricked them into slavery, and finally the Jewish people became servants, slaves, and were now the workforce, the workforce of Paro, because now Paro had tried to put full control over them. So this is basically the story, the beginning of the parasha. But there is so much for us to glean from the parasha, even at the very, very beginning, so that we can get a better understanding of what's happening. The Chafetz Chaim mentions a very interesting point at the very outset of the parasha. He says there are several words that seem to be superfluous. In the very first pasuk, it says, "Ve'elu shemos b'nei Yisrael." These are the names of the Jewish people, Haboi Mitzrayim. And it doesn't go to the names Reuven, Shimon, Levi. It says, with an additional five words, "Es Yaakov, with Yaakov, Ish Uveso, a man and his household, Bo'o they came." I mean, this should have been obvious. Of course, if all the Jewish people came, so they came with Yaakov. And, of course, they came with a household. Why was it necessary for the Torah to add those few words? And the Chofetz Chaim, in his genius of understanding the Torah and the deeper meaning of the Psukim, brings to light that there was a terrible, terrible fear that the Jewish people were very, very reluctant in wanting to come to Mitzrayim. Because, as we know, Mitzrayim was the center of the civilization at that time, but it was also the center of idolatry and immorality. And how were the Bnei Yisrael to survive in such an environment by themselves? So the Torah tells us right away, the Jewish people had to come down to Mitzrayim only with Yaakov. Es Yaakov, Ish Uvesebo. Instead of going right to the list of names of the Shvatim, when it says Elish Mos Bnei Yisrael Abayim Mitzrayim, it first mentions the only way they were able to come to Mitzrayim was with Yaakov and his household together. So they felt they were protected, they were insulated from the influences of Mitzrayim. And since Yaakov was with them, they felt confident that Yaakov would lead the way and protect them from the onslaught of the noxious influences that was so easily available in Mitzrayim. Having said this, we are to take note that this continuity of them going from Eretz Kanaan to Eretz Mitzrayim is noted in the word Ve'ela, the very first word in the parasha, Ve'ela. And the Mefarshim, many of them, make a very big to-do. Why did the pasuk start Ve'ela? It could have mentioned Ela Shemos B'nai Yisrael. Why does it mean Ve'ela and these are the names of the Jewish people? The Vav is a conjunction. It is a connection with the past Chumash, with the past Sefer, with the Sefer Bereishis, which we said it's called Sefer HaYosha. What was the meaning behind that? The Rebbeinu Bechaya talks about it, the Chizkuni talks about it, the Orach Chaim talks about it, and the Orach Chaim mentions something very, very beautiful. He said the connection is very, very clear. The connection, says the Orach Chaim, Lilmod Aleihem, with the extra Vav, that it says, and these were the names of the Bnei Yisrael, to teach them, Ki kulam tzadikim, the people who came to Mitzrayim, right, were all tzadikim ka'avoseihem, like their forefathers. Ve'ela, the vav, is mosif al harishonim, adds to the rishonim. Mor rishonim lehem Avram Yitzhak v'Yaakov tzadikim el yonim, they were the great, great holy tzadikim. K'maisa oves also habanim, the same thing were with the children of the Jewish people. And now ve'ela shemos b'nei Yisrael connects us to Sefer Bereishis. It connects us to tell us this transition period, this very fearful transition that was so on the minds of Klal Yisrael was protected because there was a continuity between the last generation and the present generation that already entered Eretz Mitzrayim. And I thought to myself, and my own thought, that perhaps the following chidush that I would like to add is maybe that is what is meant when we say chazak, chazak, v'niz chazek. We all are familiar that at the end of finishing Sefer Bereishis, we say chazak, chazak, v'niz chazek. Strengthen yourselves, for we will become strong. So on a very simple level, we say, since we finished the Sefer Bereishis, let's get strong enough so we can finish Sefer Shemos, which is, of course, true. But I thought of another thought, another explanation. We're saying chazak, chazak, v'niz chazek in Sefer Bereishis that deals with the tzaddikim in Sefer Bereishis. We're saying chazak, chazak, v'niz chazek to the midas of Avram Avinu, his midah betachin. Chazak, chazak, the midas of gemilas chasadim of Avram Avinu. How about Yitzchak, his tefillah, and his mesiras nefesh on the Akedah? We're saying, chazak, chazak, v'niz chazek, let us continue the continuity with the midas of Yitzchak, of mesiras nefesh and tefillah. Chazak, chazak, v'niz chazek, in Yaakov Avinu. Titein, we say in our davening of all Tzion, Titein emes l'Yaakov, chesed l'Avram. Give credit to Yaakov's emes, because he was full of emes and Torah. He was the fountain of Torah for the Bnei Yisrael. Before he went to Eretz Mitzrayim, he sent Yehuda to set up a yeshiva. Yaakov Avinu was a fountain of Torah. So we say, chazak, chazak, v'niz chazek, let us get strong with the midah of Yaakov, and let's carry that on to Sefer Shemos. The Shiftei Kah, our holy Shvatim, that was so wound and bound and dedicated to the Dinei Torah, that they everything that they did was a pi Torah, pi Yerushalayim. Hard for us to understand that they included Hashem when they decided to go ahead and sell Yosef to get rid of Yosef, but it was Alpi Din Torah. Everything that was done by them was Alpi Din Torah. That's why they're called Shiftei Kah, the Shevatim of Hashem. Yosef with the midas of Yehayisod, the midas of Kedusha and Tznius, he was the trailblazer into Mitzrayim. He's the one that put the path for Klal Yisrael to survive with the immorality there through his Mesiras Nefesh and his unbelievable power to control himself against the Yetzer Hara. To that we say, Chazak, Chazak, V'niz Chazek. Let's strengthen ourselves with the Midah of Yosef and bring it into Sefer Shemos. Yes, all this is trying to bring the continuity into Sefer Shemos so that the transition will be strong and permanent. Transitions are very hard, and they're very, very important. And transitions don't happen overnight. It takes many, many years for a transition. When even on a physical level, you know, when we get up in the morning, sometimes it's very hard to, for us to get used to the dark room in our bedrooms. Or if we are exposed to a very bright light, it takes us a while for our eyes to adjust to a new setting. We all need transitions and time to acclimate ourselves for the new environment that we get into. That's even on a daily basis. Transitions are very important. Klal Yisrael was now going through the transition from Eretz Canaan to Eretz Mitzrayim, and there was a transformation, but it was a transformation with a continuity. So now we understand why the Chofetz Chaim mentioned, Es Yaakov Ishu Veisai, Bo, they came, sure, with Yaakov Avinu, with the Chazak V'niz Chazek of Yaakov Avinu. They felt more confident that they can handle the influences that were then threatening them and their community. So we see how important this whole transformation took place. So very, very important. And therefore, we know because the past was secured and the transformation to the present was with confidence, it therefore prepared Klal Yisrael for the future. For the future of being in the Shibud Mitzrayim, the slavery, the bondage of Egyptian bondage in Mitzrayim, and then preparing them for the Geula, for redemption, which ultimately came at the time when the Jewish people left Mitzrayim. Now, all of this led to a beautiful, beautiful setting where Klal Yisrael, even though they were now fooled into slavery, and they were now the slaves to cruel masters and leaders who were insensitive to their needs and to their feelings, but Klal Yisrael kept up the tradition. Shiloshino Lishonam, they didn't give up their language. They spoke Lashon HaTorah. Shiloshino Shemam, I mean, they spoke Lashon HaKodesh. Shiloshino Shemam, they did not change their names. Shloshino Malbusham, they didn't change their clothing. They had tznius and kedusha. They lived with modesty and morality. And this protected Klal Yisrael throughout their 210 years they were in Mitzrayim at the time. Yes, the continuity from the Sefer Bereishis into Sefer Shemos was solid and firm, and now they were prepared to deal with the different difficulties and challenges that they were facing on a daily basis. A matter of fact, this is hinted in the famous Hallel that we say. We say, B'tzeis Yisrael min Mitzrayim, we say in Hallel, B'tzeis Yisrael min Mitzrayim, when Yisrael went out of Egypt, Beis Yaakov miyam loyes, Yaakov's household was from a people of an alien tongue. They still maintained their language. They didn't assimilate. They were a Beis Yaakov miyam loyes. From a strange alien tongue, they still maintain the Lashon HaKodesh. Ha'isa Yehuda l'kotshoi, Yisrael mam shalaisav. Yehuda became his sanctuary, Hashem's sanctuary. Why? Because the Jewish people kept up the tznius. Yisrael mam shalaisav. The Jewish people kept up Hashem's dominion, Hashem's holy Klal Yisrael, yes. And according to Mefarshim, it says the Beis Yaakov is a reference to the women. The women were so behind all of this to help Klal Yisrael grow and Klal Yisrael keep tznius and Klal Yisrael keep their traditions, and therefore they spoke differently. They called each other by their Hebrew names, and they looked differently. They looked like Jews. They didn't look like Egyptians. And this is all the cause, because their transition between leaving Eretz Canaan and coming to Eretz Mitzrayim was a solid, wholesome, and fortified transition that made it rock bottom solid. It couldn't be changed. Therefore, with all of this chizuk, with all of this, we could now go further. And there are many things in the parasha we can learn. But there's something outstanding about how the Jewish people stood out for themselves, and how it reflects till today on the midah of Noisei Ba'ol Im Chaveiroi, that Jewish people care for each other. This whole concept of Noisei Ba'ol Chaveiroi. And where do we see this first? We see this by Moshe Rabbeinu. When Moshe Rabbeinu lived in the palatial settings of a Paro's palace, he knew he was a Jew, and he suffered looking at his Jewish brethren being tortured and whipped and hurt with the terrible slavery and work that they were forced to do. As the pasuk says, Vayigdal Moshe, Vayetze El Echav, he went out to his brothers, Vayar Besivlosam, and he saw in their hard labor. He saw, what do you mean he saw? You can see, by just looking, the word Vayar is just more, he understood with a deep conscience, and therefore the Medrash talks about the word Vayar. Mahu Vayar, let me repeat the Medrash. What do you mean that Moshe saw? And I'm going to quote the Medrash written in the Sefer Mishnas Rebbe Yehuda, Mishnas Rebbe Aaron, Rebbe Aaron Kotler Zechata Levacha. He says some beautiful thoughts over here, bringing out the whole concept that in Mitzrayim, the idea of being Noisei Ba'ol Im Chaveri, to care for another Jew, came out so powerfully with Moshe Rabbeinu starting this off and leading Klal Yisrael with this midah. Let's read the Medrash. Mahu vayar, what does it mean, and he saw? Shehoyeroya b'sivloisam ubocha, he saw their hard labor and cried. V'oyma, and he would say, chaval li aleichem, oy, I feel terrible for you. Mi yite musi aleichem, oh, what would I give if I die for you? She'ein lechem malacha kosher k'malechas atit. There's nothing harder than the working with tit, with mud, with cement and bricks. While you're nice and kesefav, he would then put his shoulder underneath umesayel lechalechas the echad mehem and help the Jewish people. It's brought down. This is the Medrash Rabba, and as Reb Aaron Zatzal, Reb Aaron Kotler Zatzal in the Mishnah, Rabbi Aaron goes and explains over here that there are two elements over here. There was the physical element of being Nisei, caring for your brother in the physical sense by putting his shoulder underneath the heavy bricks and the heavy loads. But there was a hargasha. There was also this feeling, the sense of hurt, the sense of pain. He felt pained watching his brothers suffer so much. Yes, Moshe Rabbeinu didn't have to put himself through this, but yet he saw this and he felt terribly bad for them. And because this is Moshe Rabbeinu's feeling towards Klal Yisrael, We see that Chazal extrapolate from the midah of Moshe Rabbeinu of being nice ba'olim chaveri, caring for another Jew, that when Jewish people are bitzar, when Jewish people are in pain, right, we should imitate Moshe Rabbeinu and we should feel bad for them. In other words, it's not that we should cluck with sympathy at a bad report when we hear someone's in trouble and someone is ill or someone is suffering and is sitting shiva and a family is distraught and is suffering a loss. It's not enough just to give it a second thought. Moshe Rabbeinu was introducing to us that there's a thing, there is vayar b'sivrosam. Moshe Rabbeinu is telling us, what do you mean he saw in their hard labor? He saw the pain in his heart. He felt bad and he cried. We have to somehow ignite within ourselves this feeling of kinship, the feeling of caring for other Jewish people. And this is a way of helping us fulfill many other mitzvahs by even feeling bad, even if we can't do anything physically. But by feeling bad, we are mekayim the mitzvahs asay of the ahavta l'reyacha kamocha, and you shall love your neighbor as yourself. After all, love is a feeling. It's an emotion. And if you feel bad for your friend, think about that. If v'yahavta l'reyacha kamocha means you should love your friend, your brother, as yourself, then when your brother is in pain, you should feel bad for your brother. And if you feel bad for your brother, then you are fulfilling a mitzvah, the araisa of v'yahavta l'reyacha kamocha. You're fulfilling a mitzvah in the Torah. And therefore, when you go ahead and let's say you feel bad for a multitude of people, let's give a marshal. Let's say you feel bad. There are so many people being listed on the cholim, on the list of ill people. And you hear their names being mentioned. And sometimes there's a tehillim, a recital for these ill people. And then at the very end, you answer amen to the Misha Beirach with one amen, and with the feeling of sadness and tsar for the ill people, you have just fulfilled the mitzvah of the Ahavta L'Reyacha Kamocha, as many as the people were listed. If there were 15, 20 people listed on the Cholim list, with either reciting the Tehillim or as going ahead and saying Amen at the Misha Berach, you get the mitzvah of the Ahavta L'Reyacha Kamocha. There's another mitzvah called the Halach B'Drachav. You have to walk in Hashem's ways by showing that you care, caring for another Jew. You fulfill a mitzvah of walking in Hashem's path. You're walking because Hashem always is caring for the Jewish people, whether we are cognizant of that or not. Imi anochi b'tzara, Hashem says, I am with you in pain, and wherever you are, I am. And this is something that we have to become aware of. This concept of nosei be'ol chaveroi is very, very important. And I gave it a little thought, and I said to myself, you know, this is not just only Moshe Rabbeinu and Parshas Shemot. It's mentioned throughout the whole Chumash, but it starts in Parshas Shemot. It talks about at the beginning when he saw the burning bush and he noticed it wasn't being consumed, he was concerned, and then all of a sudden Hashem, through a malach, spoke to him, and therefore that was the beginning of Moshe Rabbeinu's future. And Moshe Rabbeinu became the leader of the Jewish people, and going through the parashios, he was the leader, and he was noseh be'ol chaveiro, suffered the pain of the Jewish people going throughout the all 10 makos, going leading the Jewish people throughout the Sefer Shemot, go from one parasha to the other, leading them right through the Yam Suf, leading them through the desert. The entire Chumash is replete continuously of Noseh Be'Oil Chaveiroi, caring for other Jewish people. What better example can it be than Moshe Rabbeinu caring for the Jewish people? He was the role model of Noseh Be'Oil Chaveiroi. And what does it mean to us? Hey, this is such an important mitzvah that we have to try to imitate and to incorporate into our psyche. This is such an important thing. This is also, just to mention, in Pirkei Avos, it's one of the elements of the 48 attributes where Torah is acquired, where one of the 48 attributes is Noseh Be'ol Im Chaveiro, caring for another Jew, helping another Jew in need, helping a Jew with his issues, with his problems. Is there not a better time to talk about, as we are right now amidst this pandemic, such an opportunity for us to be Noseh Be'ol Chaveiro, to care for other Jewish people, whether it's monetarily, whether it's physically? I mentioned last week, maybe help some people with their shopping, maybe help families with maybe giving advice and with their children. There are many children are finding this lockdown very, very hard, stuck in the house so much, and the whole concept of being in the environment that we are right now living through. This is such an opportunity for us to be Noseh Be'Oil Chaveiro. What an opportunity today where we can help one another. Men can help their friends and women can help their friends by doing so many different chassadim and so many different mitzvahs. We just have to stop and think. Maybe to sit down with the family and say to them, let's see if we can compile a list of what favors we can do to our neighbors. What things can we do for ourselves? What can we do to make our families feel a little bit less pressurized? What can we do? Let each of us be nice be'ol chaveri. Let each one be a little bit more patient with each other. Maybe we should be able to be more helpful with each other. We have to put ourselves into a mode of thinking. I think it's such an important thing. This parsha brings this out so vividly, where Moshe Rabbeinu was Noseh Be'Oil Chaveiro. He was the origin, the role model, the amazing role model of what it means to carry the burden and to care for another Jew. How important this is that we, in these times right now, we should do what we can to sit and create lists of ideas with our families, how we can help one another. And I'm sure if you give yourselves a few minutes of this private family time and sit down, you'll come up with a whole wonderful list, and the list will suddenly grow, and you may never know. You may start a domino effect. One family may cause another family to do the same, and then families will be helping one another, and each one will come up with an idea that one family never thought of. And you know, this could be a tremendous opportunity for us to show Hashem that, like I mentioned last week, that the whole idea of us living in such a strange environment where our lives are suddenly stopped from our norm and we're forced to think of how we are going to cope with our lives, this is an opportunity to think about Nosei Ba'ol Im Chaveiro. How can we help other people? How can we help ourselves? How can we help each other? And I believe if we will do this, we will walk away with many, many positive things that will be helpful for yourselves and your families. And this will be taking the message of this week's parasha, Parashat Shemos, the parasha that deals with the Jewish people that lived in extraordinary times, yet they lived as a B'nai Yisrael, caring for each other. May we be zeicha that we, with our families, should do whatever we can. We will all, if we try, we will be zeicha to many wonderful ideas. We know Chazal say, Habora Tayyim Esayinai, say, those who try, Hashem will help them. You will definitely be blessed with many good ideas. Hashem will help you all. And what a wonderful way to go start the week and be Matzliach with making a Kiddush Hashem Barabim. Have a wonderful week. Kol Tov.